have gone over many times, but which apply purely to us and to the body of Christ all over the place, where we're serious about following Jesus. From Matthew chapter 5, verses 14, 15, and 16. You, Jesus speaking to us, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid, nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. There are two symbols which Jesus uses to describe the body of Christ on earth as it functions during the closing days of this age. The one is the symbol of a shepherd going out after the lost sheep. And the other is that of a city set on a hill that draws people to itself by its light. Now, every assembly of believers which has any vision of its purpose and any power from the Spirit of God will be an expression of these two symbols. It will be that shepherd going out after the lost sheep, scouring the streets of this world for the poor, the maimed, the lame, the obnoxious, and the blind, bringing them to the banquet table of God. It will never give up looking, nor will it ever give up hope of finding that one that's still lost. But an assembly of believers that is alive with God's life will also be that city on a hill that shines out into the darkness and by its light draws people who are thirsty for God, who are looking for truth, to itself. Now, the symbol of the shepherd is really a description of our personal lives as followers of Jesus. As we go about our business in this world every day, we have our eyes open, looking for that lost sheep. We're alert to recognize Lazarus at our gate, the woman at the well, anybody who is in any way ripe for the gospel of God. Tuesday morning, Ralph Hildebrand and I were sitting in this office, the study in here. Young man came in, sat down, and began to weep. He said, "The police just took my baby," and he was really upset. Then he went on to describe what happened to him as he was on his way over here to the church. He was walking along the street, and a lady in a white Cadillac stopped and said to him, "Young man, something awful has just happened to you." And she began to tell him about Jesus and about the kingdom. Now, the woman in the white Cadillac was Pat Hernandez, you know, who just asked for prayers for Alfonso. That's who it is. You know, and it's an awesome thing. Pat's driving along in her car, and she sees this guy who's a lost sheep. She can just see he's trouble, and she nailed it exact minutes after the police had taken his baby. And she pulled her car over and talked to him and reached out to him in the name of the Lord. And that's the Spirit of the Lord moving through a member of the body, reaching out as the shepherd, looking for those lost sheep, and alert to that, the need when it's there. But notice now where Alfonso goes. After this happens, he comes here. He comes to the city on the hill. He comes to a place where he had been only one time before, again in a crisis. And he sat down and he said, "I need to talk to somebody." And so Ralph and I listened to him. And then we prayed with him. And then try to take care of some of his needs. And we sent him on his way, knowing that he had seen God in his mercy. Now, what was it that drew Alfonso to us? A city set on a hill cannot be here. Now, we don't want people coming to us because we have a program for every human itch. Churches these days are into programs. Programs for everything. That's not what we want. Nor do we want people coming to us because we provide quick service for needs that can be met by any one of a dozen agencies in this part of town. We want people coming to us because in their brokenness and in their spiritual desperation, they see light. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Now, the symbol of the city on the hill is a description, really, of our corporate life as the body of Christ. Together, we are the light of the world. Together, we are the city set on a hill, not as individuals alone, always together. When we believe this and understand what this means and live this way, light goes forth from us and draws these thirsty, hungry ones, the ones who are looking for some kind of truth, desperate for some integrity, looking for healing for their own lives, searching for God, they will come. Now, I can't say, I am the light of the world. The only one who can say that is Jesus. What I can say, looking at myself as part of this motley crew, which we are, we are the light of the world. Because that's exactly what Jesus tells us we are. If we're committed to Him, if we're walking in Him, we are the light of the world. What an awesome thing. Now this episode, which happened with Alfonso on Tuesday, is actually happening 100 times a day in the life of this flock. This kind of shepherding is actually going on all over the place and all the time. Awesome evidences of this show up. People are serious about trying to practice this shepherding. I'm not talking about some kind of structure, some organization where we look into each other's dresser drawers and tell each other when we can mail the letter. But I'm talking about reaching out to the people who are, at that moment, crying out and in need, alert to that. That's going on in awesome ways. Yet, I'm sure we all agree that waiting out there in the darkness still is an army of people who are looking for truth, thirsty for reality, hungry for God, and they will come among us when light goes forth from the city on the hill. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a stand, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. In these verses is a fourfold word from the Lord to this body, to us. First of all, Jesus says to us, know what you are. Know what you are. You are the light of the world. This is not something you try to achieve. This is not something you work toward. You are this because I tell you, you are the light of the world. You followers of me. City set on a hill cannot be hid. If we are disciples of Jesus, if we are truly committed to Him, we are that city. That's why your phone rings. That's why people at work come to you and tell you the secrets of their heart. That's why total strangers often will reach out to you for a word of comfort. And the rougher things get out there, the more bright will shine the city on the hill. Together, not as individuals, but together, as a body, we are the city on the hill. This is something which is already a fact, not something we're trying to achieve. The second thing Jesus tells us is, take off the bushel. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a stand, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Now, the thing that causes us to shine, that causes us to be light, is our personal commitment to Jesus. But that's the very thing we are inclined to try to hide. Nobody's going to give you a hard time because you believe in God. Nobody's going to be upset because you belong to a church. But when they find out that you are serious about Jesus, they'll begin to wonder about you. What? You really believe in Jesus? You're a follower of Jesus? But I thought you were intelligent. You're going to get that. If we haven't already, we all get it. And so we all, more often unconsciously, develop a technique, you know, a habit of kind of a concealing, kind of a, you know, letting our relationship with Jesus be a low profile thing. And what we're really doing is concealing it. And when we conceal that, what we're doing is putting our light under the bushel. Because our light is our commitment to Jesus. Now, to take off the bushel is to acknowledge openly and frankly where our commitment really is. It's to Jesus himself. Clear cut to Jesus. Don't try to dress it up and don't try to water it down. Let it be openly known who you belong to. Take off the bushel. Let your light shine. Let it be known who you belong to. Why you live the way you do. Let it be known. Why it's possible for you to still have some hope and be a little bit cheerful when the world all over the place is falling apart. Third thing Jesus tells us in this passage is to let our light shine. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Not only are we to come out from hiding, take the bushel off, but we are to make the world see deeds and hear words which are a direct match of the words and deeds of Jesus himself. The entire discourse which follows this command to let your light shine, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, the Sermon on the Mount, is actually a description of Jesus' own life. This is the way he lived. Now, he's the master. We're the disciples. When we, together, conform our lives, our actions, our behavior, our attitudes, the way we handle our money, the way we get along with each other, and all these things he talks about in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Conform that to him, then the light shines. Things begin to happen. People can see this. And when they see that light shine, the discouraged ones and the ones who just have given up ever seeing, ever hoping to see, anything that's true and reliable concerning God will now take courage and they'll begin to glorify God. Which brings us to the fourth thing he tells us in this passage. He tells us to expect visitors. That they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. How do they give glory to the Father? By coming to the city on the hill. By coming to the place that gives them some hope. Finding their way to the one place that gives them a reason to live. And so this passage in Matthew 5 is connected directly with Isaiah 60, verse 1 and following. The same Lord inspired them both. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about, and see, they all gather together, they come to you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings shall come to the brightness of your rising. They all gather together, they come to you. Expect visitors. The city set on a hill cannot be hid, they will come. But the city on the hill, for all its light, has many an empty room. Each room has a name on it, and each room will be filled. In the center of the city is a huge banquet hall, where there is still many an empty seat. Each seat has a name on it. Each seat will be filled. Now the thing which draws the ones who belong in those seats and in those rooms into the city is not the snappy music or the dynamic personality of the master of ceremonies, but the light. The light which shines forth from these people. This is what draws them, the people who haven't found their way yet, helps them to find their seat and find their room. Just the light coming forth from these people. Now, on the surface, the multitudes come and go. We've seen this over the years, and I'm sure it'll go on and on. There will be times of gathering when the numbers increase, and there will be times of sifting when they shrink. But beneath the surface, on the level of the kingdom, the numbers increase steadily. One by one, they come until every seat is filled and every room is taken. And they come because they're drawn by light, shining forth from people who together know what they are, the light of the world. Together, take off the bushel of shame and self-consciousness and fear, who together let their light shine by living the light, and together welcome those homecoming children of the kingdom with thanksgiving and joy. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Let's take some time in prayer, shall we? Just in silence for a minute.